Laura had been lost, hopelessly adrift. Kept afloat, but barely, by an unhappy combination of Prozac, Pinot Grigio, and pretending things weren't happening. Things like Vince's affair. Anthony Pardew and his house saved her. As she pulled up and parked outside the house, she calculated how long she had worked there. 5, no, almost 6 years. She had been sitting in her doctor's waiting room, anxiously flicking through the magazines, when an advertisement in The Lady had caught her attention. Housekeeper / personal assistant required for gentleman writer. Please apply in writing to Anthony Pardew, P.O. Box 27312. She had entered the waiting room intending to plead for more drugs to make her unhappy existence more bearable, and left it determined to apply for a position that would, it turned out, transform her life. As she turned the key in the lock and stepped through the front door, the peace of the house embraced her as it always did. She went through to the kitchen, filled the kettle and set it on the hob. Anthony would be out on his morning walk. She hadn't seen him at all yesterday. He had been to London to visit his solicitor. Waiting for the kettle to boil, she leafed through the neat pile of paperwork he had left for her to deal with. A few bills to pay, some letters to answer on his behalf, and a request to make an appointment with his doctor. She felt a prickle of anxiety. She had tried not to see him fading over the past few months, like a fine portrait left too long in harsh sunlight, losing clarity and colour. When he had interviewed her all those years ago, he had been a tall, muscular man with a full head of dark hair, tanzanite eyes, and a voice like James Mason. She had thought him much younger than his 68 years. "Can I say, there's something I can't figure out. I've been thinking my hardest and looking back over my calendar and everything, and I can't quite put my finger on it. When was the first time you had sex with Johnny Shiv? Was it on Monday or was it before that? I know you had sex with him on Monday morning before we went to Barry. You did, didn't you? Didn't you, Shiv? Mum saw you. She told me. How long was it after you'd met him? Was it a week? A day? Was it something very impulsive? Did it just crop up in conversation or had you planned it for ages and ages? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Are you completely in love with him? Shiv? Answer me. Have you fallen in love with John? It's funny. You think you know somebody and then you find out something and it makes you just want to cut their cheeks off with the kitchen scissors or grind glass into their eyes or something like that. I won't. Don't worry. But don't think I don't want to with all my heart, because I completely and totally do. I have so caught you by surprise, haven't I? Can I warn you? From this moment on, you'd better watch your back. You'd better leave Newport. If I was you, I'd leave Wales altogether. I'd run away and keep running, because no matter how far you get, it won't be far enough. And no matter where you go, I will never, ever, never stop following you. I don't want it to be summer when she dies. Winter's easier. Everyone's all bundled up, rushing around, busy, and no one has to ask you. You don't get asked. Summer, you're supposed to be happy, aren't you? People being happy all over the place, it's all warm, you can't wear your scarf anymore. New couples all over the place, all being new with each other, all happy and new. I'm losing it. Quite successfully. Feels like, I don't know, you know how sometimes you're doing laundry and you'll take it all out of the machine, and for some reason you've left the basket somewhere else, so you have to carry it all up the stairs in your arms and, yeah, so I'm carrying it all up the stairs, and it's quite a big pile, and I can't see where my feet are on the steps because it's so big, so I'm slow. But then one sock falls off the top of the pile and I bend down to pick it up, but while I'm doing that something else falls. And I can't pick each thing up without dropping something else. And then, before I know it, I've tripped up a step and there's washing all over the floor. Except it's not washing, it's me all over the floor. But hey-ho. You know, I went to Mum's the other day, just to check up on her and stuff, and walked in and she's sat in the coffin, middle of the living room floor, and she's watching Have I Got News For You, and she's laughing, sitting in it laughing, and I just thought, God, I can't cope with this. I can't do this. I was looking at her, and I missed her. I can't stop feeling. Can't get on with my life because I'm feeling all the time. Can't do anything. Keep crying or thinking I'm going to cry and then not being able to do anything in case I do. Josh thinks I need to go and talk to someone. Which just makes me think, well, what the fuck are you there for then? So not doing great, no.